MTB Cast.
Hey, fellow racers and dot watchers. I am not sure who listens to these things, who the audience is. It's both of those, or one or the other. But anyway, whoever it is that's listening or not, good morning. I just a few minutes ago passed under the highway at Sunflower, which, I had kind of a sluggish morning. I did the hike a bike up Goldridge last night, which was about as hard as I thought it might be, which was pretty hard. Not like lemon push hard, but pretty darn hard, especially at the end of the day. But it was nice to do it in the cool nighttime temps instead of the heat. Now I'm going to keep going up more pieces. I have done a lot of this climb last year. John Schilling put together a crew of cat claw trimmers, which I joined, and we trimmed a bunch of the cat claw and other brush off of this last fall right before the race. And I don't know if anyone's been on it this year to trim, or if it's just still trimmed back from last year, but it is awesome. I haven't been scratched a single time on it yet, and it feels wide and spacious, which I've been able to ride so far, but most of it. But once I start walking, which will probably be soon, I'm going to love this extra space from the scratches. So that's what's happening at the moment. I was thinking a lot earlier this morning about the people, some of the people, all the people that the other racers that I passed going the opposite way, particularly in the last couple of days south of Flagstaff, and the peeps that I saw in those encounters that were south of Flagstaff by the time I got there, and how fucking awesome it is what they're doing out here in a lot of ways, because they're committing their resolve to be out here a lot longer than myself or a lot of the other racers who've already finished. Those that are still out there, they keep have several days left, maybe some of them a week or more, and that's awesome. Like, that's a whole other level of resolve to complete a really hard thing that I have, certainly. And they seem to be doing it with such joy and grace, and that was really cool to see. I also saw the suffering. I was bummed that Mike Simmons' body kind of said no and that he had to pull the plug yesterday. But, take it easy on yourself, Mike. You did a lot of the trail with some wheels, your legs not working the way they need to do it. And you stuck it out way longer than I would have with what you were dealing with, and I'm super proud of you, buddy. And it was great to see you, finally meet you in Ferguson. And Kristen, who, when I saw her right near the Lake Mary Road crossing, her way to Mormon Lake, I had just come through there. She was super upbeat. Told me, I'll share, not in detail, but I don't know the details, actually, but that she had a tough day the day before, but she was having way more fun that day, the day that she and I ran into each other. And it was great to meet you, Kristen. And I see you're up north now in the far northlands on the way to the canyon, I think. I haven't looked it in a while, but I think that's where you are. And wish you luck up there. And remember to sleep in the high spots, not down low, and be much warmer. And then, who is next? Nate Griffey, I saw. So a couple of nights ago, I pushed from Marshall Lake up on Anderson Mesa area to the Mogollon Rim. Sorry, I got cut off there because I talked too goddamn much. But what else am I going to do? I'm riding my bike, pushing my bike up Fort Peach for the next 4 hours. Anyway, probably won't be a four-hour message. Maybe just 3.5. But, yeah. Nate Griffey. I saw him the morning after I slept on the Mogollon Rim, descended down Washington Gulch, and he was right at the bottom, about to start the climb. Met him at a bridge crossing. Nate and I met the CTR 2 years ago, riding to the start of the race in the dark, where, for some reason, I was put in the position of leading a pack of 5 or 6 of us through a neighborhood in the dark. And then we had some confusion. I had some confusion and went the wrong way. And I remember riding out of there with Nate, and we're starting to get worried about the time. But he was super chill about the whole thing, where other people weren't. So I appreciate that. I've known that about Nate since then, but that's part of his demeanor and his kindness and the way he rides out here. So love you, buddy. I know there's some sense I got that you're struggle busing, but also having fun. You probably know the story, but in 2023, my first ride of this trail, I felt like I was out here forever. Like I thought winter was going to come and go before I got done. But you just keep going, and it gets better. It could get better if you keep going, and that's what you got to keep in your heart. And I know you got that in you. And what I'm really hoping is you feel your legs come around and all that as you get further north in cool air. I love you, buddy, and well. And then Thomas Lane. I met Thomas on the Highline Trail yesterday morning, not long after Nate. And we had an awesome chat and super impressed. I think Thomas is 60, I forget. He's in his 60s, which I would love to think I'll still be able to do this in my 60s. I have a hard time thinking that my body will still do it then, but I'm going to hope. And Thomas, your inspiration, and I'd love to see you get all the way state line. So good luck. Way to hang in there with all the injuries to both bike and body. But your spirit, obviously, really strong. And then, person I didn't see that I had really hoped to, after John Schilling mentioned I should stoke her up, pretty good one. Ran into each other. I missed Kara Wolgar and Pine. Somehow our dots crossed without me realizing she was there, and then I was up the trail and gone. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, Kara. I missed meeting you and shared a moment out there. But, yeah, you got this. Your the Lantern Rouge is an important spot in the race lineup. And rooting hard for you to make it, and believe you can, and hope you enjoy the rest of the journey. It's all amazing. All right, it's probably going to cut me off any second again. So that's it. Have a great day. Love you guys. Hey, one more thing I forgot to say. My intentions out here are starting to become more clear. Starting off, I didn't want to do the race this fall for a variety of reasons, grand apart, I mean. The biggest of which, it didn't, for me, I had such soul-searing experiences up in the Kaibab Plateau the 2 years I've done the 800 before, that just didn't real feel right racing the grand depart without that in it. And I'm super bummed, and I want that part back really badly. I hope they can get the North Pie Bob Trail tuned up and back in action, who knows when. But I don't know if I'll do a grand part of the 800 without that. Nah, could change my mind. Anyway, so then I was going to do the 300, and I was like, I want to be out there longer. I thought about doing the 300 yo-yo again as a racier effort than the tour I did last winter. I thought about a lot of different ways to do it. So, and I ended up on like plan H or something, which was to go to do basically the route the races are on, but go southbound. And then ride back to Tucson at the end for transportation. But I left open what I was going to do southbound exactly on the route the racers are taking, or do John's southbound XL, which starts at the Grand Canyon with the drop into the canyon, then came back to Flag, and then headed south on the main route, but had some additional longer things to Roosevelt Lake, and I think it's called Montana Mountain, and a little bit more up to the top of Mount Lemmon, getting there. So, but I think what I've decided is I'm going to stick with the reverse of the northbound race route and just give it my best effort the rest of the way. I am, this is my sixth day, the morning of my sixth day. I can't really tell where I'm at exactly. I'll know tonight, like whether this is going kind of racy fast or a little slower than that. If I get anywhere near Apache Junction, that'll mean tomorrow morning I'd be starting there with 4 days left to finish under 10, which is pretty quick, any year, any direction. I do think this route is a little, I don't know, I wanted to say harder. The canyon is way easier, but the route back to Flagstaff is long, way longer than the regular finish with that extra Humphreys hike in there. I think it's actually a bit of a longer race time-wise than the regular route. So maybe not as hard, or hard in a different way. I can't quite tell. Be curious what Schulte and Zach, other folks that have done it before, veterans, what they think about the relative difficulty. But anyway, I have decided I'm going to stick to the southbound route and do my best to get there as quick as I can while eating all the food, having all the fun, talking to all the peeps, and taking all the pictures. All right, love you. Bye.